Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does it feel to be the mother of an Olympic athlete? What wisdom does the Bible give in parenting and coaching and marriage? Charlene Kahuanui Christensen is a wife, mother, educator, and coach who played collegiate volleyball on a four-year athletic scholarship at UH Hilo's women's volleyball program, where they won three national championships, and she earned All-American honors 2 years in a row. She joins us today to share insights on life, marriage, parenting, coaching, and how Christ has made a difference in her life. Well, we talk about Christ and the difference in life. We pause at the beginning of our show, dear friend, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus, for you to know the one who loves you and knows you. Yes, he does. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult things might be, even at this very moment, there is hope in Jesus. And I'm talking about resurrection hope. For you know, Jesus loves you so much, dear friend. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. The door is open. He stands, as it were, stands at the door of your heart and knocks. And our question is, will you open your heart to Jesus? Receive him as your Savior and Lord. And experience resurrection hope, resurrection power through him. Charlene Kahuanui Christensen is married to Bob. They have two children, Micah and Joanna. And a grandson, Ezekiel Kupa'a. Micah is married to Brooke. He's on the USA Olympic volleyball team and a professional volleyball player in Italy. Joanna is a volleyball coach at Iolani and Kamehameha, pursuing her master's in sports psychology. Charlene has taught and coached at Kamehameha schools for 35 years. Charlene, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Where did you grow up?
Well, started at Kohoku campus. My parents were both teachers. We lived in the teacher cottages there. And so I grew up there till I was eight. It was beautiful. My dad was a coach. My mom was a teacher. My mom was a teacher. And we grew up on campus with all kinds of sports, as well as playing the playground. And then moved to Kaneohe because they got rid of the teacher cottages. And so my parents found a home in Ahuimanu. So grew up there. Went to school in a Kailua with my mother because she found a school there that she taught at for over 30 years. And then went to King Intermediate and then Kamehameha.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
My parents were very humble, quiet leaders. They worked hard. They role modeled just wonderful people. So many people loved them. My dad was, my mom, you know, she took care of the household and as well as being a teacher full time. And then my dad was a teacher and then coach. And that's where I became, I guess, a person involved in sports and athletics. That was pretty much our lives revolved around him and his coaching. But he was a great athlete and but very humble. And you know, we learned about his accolades more from other people. Mm. They would come and share that with us, and so through their lives, just watching them love each other and support each other, and then they were good people and people appreciated them. And my dad, again, showed, you know, he was a tough coach, but he loved the sport that he coached, that he would constantly learn and watch TV or watch games, go to games and just watch them and take notes. And he did that until his later years before he passed away, just continued to grow and learn. So I think they showed me a lot about working hard and being kind to people, and then recognizing how sport is an opportunity to grow and become friends with, lifelong friends with people.
We talk about friendships. I mean, Lonnie, you and Charlene, you go back a long ways, mm-hmm. too. Yeah.
Yep.
The bond of friendship, we talk about the knitting together through sports that you witnessed through your parents, but now you experienced that. And Lonnie, you experienced that, yes. too. What do you think it is about sports that has that quality, that magnetic quality with people?
Well, I think that it's a very nice situation that's built in so that you have a team, and you, as an athlete, you are able to work with that team, grow, get through some stressful situations, but it's still something that's monitored by your coaches, and you can learn and grow through those challenging experiences. And then it's then working with the families too, of the athletes, that you grow. And so you get a bond with your teammates, you get a bond with families and their parents, and that develops such a good lasting relationship.
I'd have to agree. I think, you know, I always think of sports as not just the outcome of the game, the match, yeah. Your athleticism, but truly, I always think of sports as that beautiful opportunity that school and academics do not give you, and in that academics judge the individual and the outcome is individually based. And usually in sports, not all sports, for most sports, the outcomes are team-based. And so it's not about you. It's not about your prowess. It's not about your athleticism. It's about your ability to work with others. And I think it's a life skill that sports teaches very uniquely. And it also bonds players, like, you know, our athletic teammates, right, from high school, from yes. the younger years. We're still very close to them because yes. we have gone through trial together. We have triumphed and we have failed
yes.
together.
The trial, oh, the dramatic tension of sports, right? Yes. At any level, that just sort of
oh, yeah.
squeezes out of you some of the good stuff and maybe even some of the challenging stuff that needs a little work, but you work at it together.
Yes.
And what a marvelous experience that is. Now, your faith. How did you come to be a follower of Christ?
Well, I was at UH Hilo. I met my current husband, who played basketball. Unfortunately, he came to Hilo because of his knee injuries. So he was he had opportunity to play in higher level programs, but because of his knee, those were taken away. So he came to Hilo. He knew the Lord, but it was a really frustrating time for him because he was challenged with not be able to do all the things that he used to do. And so at times it seemed like he was angry with God, but he knew, and he was faithful to him. He knew that God, that he needed to share God and that he wanted me to know who God was. I didn't grow up going to church or anything, but had a sense that there was a higher being. He introduced me to the Lord, and we broke up that day, but it was great because it became a relationship that I had with God, and it wasn't something I was looking to him for all the time. He would share God with me, but I needed that personal relationship with him. And it was the year before my senior year, I got injured, and the Lord just helped me through that whole season. And at the end, I was able to, he blessed me. He blessed me with being able to play at least the last games of our season and even contribute. So
I think we need to go a little bit further on that, getting injured. Uh-huh. When we talk about sports, there's the glories of sports.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Wide World of Sports? I remember Saturday mornings, they would show the skier getting smashed up, you know. And what did they call it? The thrill of victory. Uh-huh. And the agony of defeat. Well, injuries sometimes can derail people. And I'm not just talking about in sports, but having a setback in life. And I don't know about you. You might be thinking, geez, Danny, I love chess. You know, I love backgammon. That's my hobby. Well, there is this part of life. And when we come back from our break, we'll delve a little bit further into this. You know, Charlene Christensen is like a wellspring of experience and information. But it's really the experience of life, the dramatic tension of attempting to do something great, the risk that it takes to step out and risk, and then to have an injury. How do you come back from that? Well, she did. She gave us a hint about that. But what went on inside? I believe the Lord has some insights, some inspiration for you, dear friend. Okay, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So, Charlene Christensen graduated from Kamehameha Schools. It was a very special class, class of 1978. Mm-hmm. They made history at the song contest when they were freshmen.
Yes.
That's the first time winning the combined, the first time that it happened. We can go down a list of names of people that have really impacted not only the school, but the state and beyond. Charlene Christensen's our guest today. We're privileged that we have her with us. Mm-hmm. And we're grateful that you're joining us today. Danny Yamashiro here, Lani Ka'a, with me, my co-host. And we're grateful for the time that God has. We believe that the Lord has a word for you, mm-hmm. a word of encouragement. Hope you can find out more about this program. Get this as a free podcast. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And go ahead and download that. Share it with a family member or friend. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com.
So funny you talk about the recent or the song contest, because my son is currently a junior at Kamehameha, and their class as freshmen were the fifth class to win the co-ed award.
Oh,
and
right.
So that's it's sort of a family history in our family as well. So my husband's brother was in the class of 1978 that won the first freshman co-ed
wow.
award. So it's a pretty special deal. It's pretty unique.
Yes.
You got to have something there.
Well, talk a little bit about that, too. What mm-hmm. what makes it such a unique
sure.
Shot, so right. to speak?
You know, I think you're facing, you know, three other classes of upperclassmen, and it's intimidating, first
yep.
of all. So getting past that intimidation, I'm sure, is tough. But, you know, being able to have the voice and the strength of voice
yes.
to wow the judges in a time where the seniors are all out, right?
Yep. So, yep. Oh, yeah. They've yeah. got all that experience, right. and they really wanted it. Yeah, yep. we were pretty surprised, but we had a great leader and great classmates. Our classmates were very close and enjoyed yeah. the experience.
Yeah. It's kind of like a team sports. You know, it's a competition
yep.
and it
yep.
builds and it bonds. And if you start in your freshman year, you're bound to do very well the rest of the years you're at Kamehameha. Right?
Well, we didn't win anything until our senior year. But that's
but
okay.
But you made history. Right?
There you go.
Yeah,
you made
did.
History.
We did.
You talk a little bit in the last segment about injury, and that's, you know, in sports, being an athlete myself, and I'm sure many athletes listening can think about those times when tragedy or, you know, potentially career-ending events occur.
Yeah.
Some make it through and some don't. And you did. And so I'm fascinated and I'm wondering how you got through that.
So, like I said, I accepted the Lord before my senior year during the summer and felt so strong. I was a co-captain. It was our senior years, my classmate and I. We felt really good about our team. And we actually... we were moving from, because AIAW was a women's league, and they were moving to NC2A. So, but our school decided to go to NAIA. So we were privileged to play in two national championships. So the NAIA and then the AIAW Division II. So we played Division II. We always played UH with friendly games, but it didn't count because they were in Division I. And my coach was an ex-Olympian, so a lot of her coaching friends that were Division I would come to Hilo to play us when they went to UH Manoa. So we had that opportunity to play against really tough teams. I think that's what helped us a lot in our success. Well, I got injured in the beginning of the year. I severely sprained my ankles, but I wanted to get through the season, so I worked really hard. And, you know, again, it was so challenging because it was my last year. And It was our senior year. We were going to go to two national championships. I wanted to be there. I wanted to play. And it was a challenge every day. But, you know, God was there with me. I mean, I had a lot of questions, a lot of ups and downs throughout the season. But at the end of the last tournament that we played, because I didn't get to play in the first national championships. And, you know, we're a team that won two national championships that one year. So that was pretty special. But so we won NAIA. And then we went to AIEW, and I kept working hard, and that was when the night before we played like semifinals and finals, I just gave it to God. It was one of those moments. I just said, okay, Lord, you are in control of my life, and you have blessed me with so much, and I'm just going to give this to you, and you do with it whatever you want. If I'm going to be able to play, then that's to you, and if I can't, Lord, then I am still so blessed by the experiences I've had, even if I don't get to play. Well, someone got sick, and I had to go, and I was able to go in. I didn't play my position, but I did, and something in me, it felt like, and people call it the zone. It was like I went in, and even my coach and my teammates, they make the comment even years later about how I went in, and it was where I just performed very well. I jumped. It didn't look like I was hurting, and I was so focused, and I really believe God gave that to me. Mm-hmm. He allowed me to participate and perform. It was such a blessing to be able to be part of the championship games and to be able to even contribute. So that was my ending of the year, and so blessed by that. Like I said, my coach, my teammates were like so surprised that I did as well as I did because I was struggling so much.
Right.
So
I want to understand a little bit more. You say you were struggling and you were working really hard.
Yeah.
There are people out listening right now,
okay,
that are in the midst of potential defeat, be it sports or business or family. What did you do every day? How did you get to that next place?
It was every day recognizing that I had an opportunity to try again and to work towards improving and working on the injury that I was in, and the, having that mindset of releasing it. Because, you know, when you're injured, you kind of baby the injury, and it's so hard to get through that sometimes, even though you can push through it. So I think that was part of it, and just continually, and of course, giving it to God. I mean, and it was kind of like, it wasn't like I gave it to God every day, but I recognized later that, and it was a kind of a not desperate, it was the ending of the season. So I think turning to Him was the best thing for me, and I think that, you know, just even though I was trying on my own will, He still gave me grace, and I gave it to Him, and He blessed me. It's hard to remember. It was like 35 years ago.
You mentioned this a few times, giving it to God, giving it to God. I gave it to God. That could be vernacular. But let's think about that for a moment. What does it mean to give it to God? Dear one, as you listen to Charlene Christensen and Lonnie Ka'a, what does it mean to give it to God? Do you have something to give to God? Do we have something to give to God? Sometimes we may think that We've got to give him the strength that we have, the winningness, the success that we have. Mm-hmm. What does it mean, Charlene, to give it to God when you're hobbling?
Yep.
Or you're in pain? What does it mean?
I think it was just recognizing that he could do all things, but that I couldn't do it in my strength. It wasn't about me. And that I think that was it. It was all my desires to want to be on that court and play to experience it, but it's all about me giving it to him, and it's his will, and it's my team, for the best of my team. And that was the other part. It's not my will, Lord, it's your will.
Giving it to God. Well, it opens up, so it sounds, like another dimension of possibility, another dimension of maybe tapping into resources that Charlene or Lonnie or I, we just don't have. And perhaps today you're tapping out because you've run out. You run out of strength, run out of energy, run out of emotions. I mean, run out of mental capacity. You're just tapping out. Well, I think the Lord is saying something to us, and perhaps it's in the vernacular, giving it to God. When we come back from our break, did you know that there are times in our lives, perhaps even in our younger years, when we learn lessons, we face certain trials, perhaps even stumbling blocks along the way? That's preparation for God's greater purpose. We might not even know what that is. In fact, most of the times we don't know what that is. Well, Joanna Christensen, well, she's coaching at Kamehameha. Micah Christensen is playing in Italy and with the Olympic team. But there's a story behind Micah when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Charlene Kahunui Christensen attended UH Hilo and UH Manoa. She earned her degree in psychology, got her teaching certificate, her professional diploma, did master's work there. And, well, we talk about psychology, we talk about emotions, we talk about education. It's really, maybe in one way we can look at it as a formation of a person. How are people formed? What do people go through? And let's elevate this a little bit further. If it's a person who is called by God, created by God, let's speak in general terms, maybe people on a broader scale, does God have a purpose for us even in those times when we get confused, when we feel like our lives are discombobulated and just out of control?
Yeah.
Is there hope even in that? Perhaps you're feeling like that today. Well, we're glad you're with us. Danny Yamashiro here, Lani Ka'a, and Charlene Christensen. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Amazing story you talked about in the last segment. Just really a time in your life where God was really building your faith.
Yes.
And I believe he does that so that we have something to hold on to in other times. And he just continuously does that. And so that must have been a building block to many things. And we talk about your life as an athlete, but then you also have a life as a mother,
yes,
as a wife.
Yes.
And talk about some of the great challenges that, you know, God has built your faith through being a wife or a mother.
Yes. Well, when we got married, we had just got into our careers, and I was teaching, and we were also trying to have a family, and that was our challenge. It was over 6 years that we were finally blessed with a child, and that was a real hardship to get through because of, you know, each month and trying and taking some medicines to help with fertility and of course praying, and we attended a Bible study that helped us to pray for the child. But we recognized, you know, God's timing, and we understood that he was going to give us a child, or maybe if we needed to adopt. That was also something we talked about. So what happened was we actually were looking at foster kids. And 2 days before we met with the social worker, we saw a video, and 2 days before we met with the social worker, I found out it was pregnant. So that was amazing with God, what God allowed us to go through. It. But again, and it was 6 years, and the timing, I think, was great for us. One that I didn't think was in our plan earlier in our lives, thought we wanted to have kids earlier, but he knew, and he blessed us with our son. While I was pregnant, I also had a surgery at 4.5 months. So there was a cyst that had to be taken out. So they kind of moved my son over, took out the cyst, and then zipped me back up again. So that was another challenge. But through it, God was so good. And he gave me the peace to get through all of those challenges. And now my son is 25 and doing some amazing things. And I think that, you know, God knew that, we knew that God's goodness and grace and love was always with us. And so when we had him, it was his child. We dedicated him to the Lord. It was so important to us because we knew how special it was to be able to have a child through all those challenges.
You know, you talk about that whole 6-year period.
Yep.
I know many women in the middle of that 6-year desert. I've been there before myself. And, you know, is what would you say to a woman who is to a family, because it is a husband and a wife, mm-hmm. and it is as important to speak into the lives of both. What would you say to somebody at sort of the desperate moment in that desert, time?
Continue to work with your husband, continue to love on each other and go to the Lord each day, and recognize that God's timing is the best. Recognize that his plan for your lives is the best, and just continue to do what he has for you to do, and he will bless you. You know that he has the best plan, you know, and of course, Proverbs 3:5-6, right? Trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and he will direct your path and bless you. So
I think this is a perfect time for Charlene, if you could pray for our dear listener right now who is going through this. In fact, Charlene, you and Lonnie, you know very well what someone is feeling, what they're going through. Please pray for our dear friend.
Lord, I thank you for just the opportunities to continue to grow in you. And Lord, I just lift up those who have are going through and have the challenges of wanting and desiring a family and seeing those other women that are having children. Lord, just give those women peace and your love, and recognize that your plan is the best for them, and that he has a greater plan for you, and that whatever you are experiencing, he will continue to bless you and get you through, as well as do amazing other things. And he puts that in your life. So, Lord, let these women see those wonderful things that you are putting in their lives, that you want them to do to glorify him.
Yes, Lord, and I just I thank you for the opportunity as well. Lord, thank you for Charlene and her sharing an intimate part of her life, Lord, and I pray that the word would go out and would refresh the young women there out listening that are seeking a family, that are feeling barren, that are feeling lost and in their desert and wilderness. Lord God, I pray that you would bolster them up, Father God, that you would give them your Holy Spirit, your peace that goes beyond understanding, Father, that they would continue to pray, that they would continue to seek and knock and keep knocking, Lord God, that you are faithful, and that they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you hear their cries, Father God, and that you are there, and that you are ultimately the answer to all of their needs, Father God, and that the outcomes are perfectly timed, just as it was for Charlene. So, Father, thank you so much for reaching each and every woman who is listening and is in need of your kindness and your mercy today. And we ask that you bless them this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Charlene, Lonnie, thank you. Charlene, you mentioned stay close to your husband. What about for a husband? What word do you have for a husband whose wife, I mean, as a couple, they're going through it, but what would you say to a husband?
I think what my husband did was just continue to be by my side, to let me talk and share when I needed, and listened, and just continue to encourage me and love me and support me in what I was going through. I think just being there.
Now, going to the Olympics, watching Micah, watching him do his marvelous exploits mm-hmm. on the court. And there Lonnie is, her eyes are, well, I wonder what you feel at times like that. Mm-hmm. What goes through your mind at times like that when you see him in action? So when we come back from our break, I'm wondering if you can just give us a little taste of what it is that Charlene feels when she watches her son, professional volleyball player, Olympian, Micah Christensen, star athlete at USC, and doing wonderful things, like you said. What does a mother feel like? Well, you might be thinking a few things in your mind. You might be right, of course, but what is it? You're listening to The Good Life. Danny Yamashiro here, Lonnie Ka'a'a, Charlene Christensen, and we're grateful you're with us. We're going heart to heart today, heart to heart with you. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests. Well, I can think of very few things that could compare to being an athlete, loving a sport, having done exceedingly well, All-American level, and then to have your child involved in the sport, and in the case of Charlene Kahunui Christensen, coaching with her daughter at Kamehameha Schools, and her daughter being the head coach.
Yes.
On top of that,
yes.
You're listening to the Good Life Radio Program. I'm Danny Yamashiro, Lonnie Ka'a'a, my co-host, and Charlene Christensen in studio with us today. Joanna Christensen coaches with her mom, or I should say her mother coaches with her.
Yes.
Micah Christensen plays men's volleyball in as a professional in Italy. He's also on the Olympic volleyball team, and we've got some special things to share about that.
Right. You know, I'm such a fan of yours. I just have to say, I have two kids who play volleyball myself, and you know that very well. But, you know, when I look at the way that you've raised your children, I'm so excited to hear more about how it was raising Micah, bringing him through his many great years at Kamehameha, and then some tough ones too. Mm-hmm. And then moving into USC, who he also had some great and then some rough years. Mm-hmm. So how as a mom do you do that? How do you work with your children as they go through their tough times?
Well, my husband and I work well together in that we're always being in sync. We have to make sure that we share the same message and that we're consistent with what we share with our kids. And so throughout the years of growing, again, I think when we had him and gave him to the Lord, it just was continually a time where, okay, what does God want us to continue to instill in our children? And that was most important. We coached a lot, both he and I, but we recognize now that we have our own children, we know that's what God wants us to steward and raise up to be great men and women. What we recognized was always constantly following God's plan and God's, his characters. So teaching that to our children, making sure that, because Micah had he started out really athletic. He did when he was young. And so we recognized that and recognized how do we need to hone in on that, but make sure that he was humble, that he cared for his teammates, that he, in every situation, so even through Kamehameha, he had the opportunity, he was playing with some all-star teams in club, and these kids were going to all these different schools, private schools, as they were like fifth, sixth graders. He has been blessed to be at Kamehameha since he was in kindergarten. And a lot of them weren't coming to Kamehameha. So it was like, okay, son, you're going to be, competing at high school, and you're probably going to be competing against a lot of your friends at other schools. And he's like, that's fine, Mom. I don't want to go to any other school. Because he had the opportunity and stayed with Kamehameha. And then we helped him, or we taught him that you need to take care of your teammates. You need to build them up. You need to make sure that they are doing well. You know, you can't be that person going off and being that all-star. You have to be that team player that brings your team up, that makes them look better, helps them with their skills. So I think that was really helpful in him growing stronger and again, recognizing God is first. You know, you're playing for God first, and so through his high school years, didn't have the clientele, but they still won. Mm-hmm. And you know, we just give God the glory. And then even in college, it was a challenge, but he learned from that, and he was away from us at that time, so it was nice to see that he still instilled that team spirit, and that he took care of his teammates, made sure that was an important part of their team dynamics and focus, and that when they approached any game, that it was together. Mm-hmm. So that was, I think, something that I feel God gave us, because you just look in the Bible and you look at all of the characteristics, and you recognize they still need to play and be an athlete and have those characters.
And you talk about Micah, you know, being this amazing athlete, but your daughter as well was a great athlete. And talk a little bit about Joanna's journey as she has her older brother who is probably got a lot of accolades.
Yes.
How do you nurture that other child?
A lot of prayer with that one. She is such a sweet soul. And not as aggressive as my son, right? So, I mean, in that sense of having that passion. So she's one that, you know, wouldn't even touch a ball for a while because he was so competitive because they're just about a year and a half apart. Mm-hmm. And, but as she grew, you just know that she had, such a love, and care for people and that her passion's going to be different. And so that's how we had to treat her. And so she chose the sport, the same sport. We tried her in a lot of different things, but she chose the sport in volleyball and did well. She went through her own challenges. She had actually 3 knee surgeries through her college career. And so she had to stop playing, but learned a lot, and I think that's part of the reason she's passionate about sports psychology. That's what she is getting her master's in, and coaching and being a coach with her. I know I have to like close my mouth because she's got so many ideas, and I'm really old school. I realize that now. I'm kind of an old school player, and so proud of her. So proud of how she works with the boys, says the things that she says in the huddles, and you know, just it's I'm so proud of her.
Well, you're glowing, and you ought to be. I mean, the pride of a mother, and what a blessing for a child to know that my mom is proud of me, my dad is proud of me. What would you say, Charlene, to someone today who didn't have that reinforcement? They don't have, even now, they might be a young person. They might be all young people grow up, but all grown-ups have a child in them. Mm-hmm. And someone today may not have received reinforcement. And as much as your experiences have transferred God's grace transferred through you and Bob, mm-hmm, to Joanna and Micah. All that you explained, someone today may have had another kind of transference, so to speak, that has impacted them and maybe has hobbled them throughout their life. What would you say to someone who knows discouragement very well, but has not been able to come back up, at least come back up in a way that they've seen strength regained and maybe gone to another level? What would you say?
I think just, you know, I've been recognizing how important reading the Word is and really getting into hearing His words and encouraging you, encouraging me in those times when I'm struggling. And I think that's, you know, praying and reading His word is gonna just really lift you and guide you through those times that you're wandering or you're struggling. And I know that it helped with my daughter and son as they shared with us later on about those times that they struggled, even, you know, with all the support that we give them, there were, you know, there are times and they needed to go to the Lord on their own.
Perhaps someone is listening and they're going, Charlene, you're talking about reading the Word, going to the Lord, praying. I don't even know what I don't know what the Word is. I don't even know how to pray. Lonnie, you and Charlene and Danny, you guys talk like you know God. Like there's such a personal connection with God. Lonnie, what would you say to someone who's saying, could I experience that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. God is exclusive to a few of us. God is there for everyone who calls his name. And it's as simple as that. And God hears your heart. God understands where you're at even better than you do. God knows your potential because he created you. God made you for a purpose. If you are struggling to walk in that plan and purpose and you want to live a life of freedom and success and victory on a daily basis, the Lord is the answer. And so it's no magic to know him. It's simply speaking to him in your heart every day as you walk along, being authentic, being real and not trying to be perfect, because God knows that we are not. And he expects us to come broken so that he can be our counselor, so that he can heal. He can be our physician. That is his greatest joy.
Well, I talked about a mother glowing with pride. Well, my heart right now is swelled with gratitude for Charlene. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For sharing your heart with us, sharing your life with us, your wisdom and grace. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Encouraging words from Charlene Christensen. My friend, hey, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And even as Lonnie Ka'a just mentioned, if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect time for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. I believe that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. Explains the gospel with more detail. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Thank you in advance. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Thank you to Charlene Christensen. Until next time, along with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Suzanne Maurer, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave